latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and David Silva could be a surprise omission from tonight's starting lineup at home to Stoke City. The Man City midfielder was named man of the match in Sunday's comfortable 2-0 victory away to Premier League basement side Sunderland. Silva, however, is in need of a rest, and Pep Guardiola will make a late decision on the Spaniard, who has thrived in recent weeks in a much deeper role. Teammate Kevin De Bruyne started the game on the bench at the Stadium of Light, and Guardiola is attempting to keep his creative sparks fresh. That's ahead of next Wednesday's vital Champions League return tie against Monaco. The Belgium international is the likely replacement for Silva, with Yaya Toure and Fernandinho completing the City engine room. Meanwhile, Manchester City are set to beat off competition from both Chelsea and Juventus and sign Real Madrid midfielder Isco this summer. Reports claim that Citizens boss Pep Guardiola has convinced the 24-year-old to head to the Etihad next season in a fee believed to be somewhere in the region of $30 million. The Spanish international has just a year left on his contract at the Santiago Bernabeu and has expressed a desire to leave the club to seek more first-team opportunities. Elsewhere. And finally now, Brazilian midfielder Fernandinho maintains his belief that City can claim a third Premier League crown in six seasons. Chelsea are threatening to run away with the title, 10 points clear atop of the table and 11 ahead of third place City, who are preparing to face Stoke. Antonio Conte's Chelsea are showing no signs of slowing down in their relentless pursuit of silverware, but Fernandinho maintains his belief that City can claim a third Premier League crown in six seasons. He said, "We have to believe, I still believe, we all know the Premier League is so tough and many, many things can happen. Right until the last game of the season. We have Stoke and it's always difficult to play against them. After that we have Liverpool and then Arsenal and Chelsea. So I think this month is going to decide if we are going to be up there near the top of the table or not."